Blog Talk Radio.
What up, what up, what up? How's everybody out there doing today? I want to say thank you for tuning in to Soar Every Day. Man, well, all I can say is it's been strictly a blessing. Just give me a minute right now. Just bear with me because I'm about to go Facebook Live. Hopefully, I ain't got too much white crust on my lips. I just got through working out. You know what I'm saying? So give me some water. You know. Ooh-wee. I'll try, hey, when y'all got some good water, and then you ain't got that much of it, so you try to take a good gulp, but you try not to drink it all. You like, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and make this stretch, I'm going to make this last, but no, I'm afraid not. Let's see here, just give me a second here. Sorry, that's that Mickey Mouse. You know what I'm saying? Let's see here. Do 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 do. But yeah, today we're gonna be talking about the BET Awards. Philandro Castile. I still can't see if I'm saying his name right or not, you know what I'm saying? And we're going to be talking about Lubbock police, man. They're searching for some kids that's been shooting cars with BB guns. So we're going to get into that as well. As soon as I set my camera up, that'll be just fine. You know. See, don't really gotta be on me. Then I can go from time to time. Uh-oh, that was my mic. Sorry, y'all. There we go. Oh, yeah, feel free to call in, too. Y'all can call in at 347-677-1915. If you want to get something off your chest, feel free to give me a call. Let me say that again. The number is 347-677-1915. I'm about to go ahead and get uploaded on Facebook, and we're going to go ahead and get it started, all right? Talking to BET Awards. Next time, I promise I'm gonna be more prepared. You know, going Facebook Live and being here on Blog Talk is my first time. You know what I
mean? MOCKEY.
Let me put the number on here. Feel free to call in. It's 877. Usually that's a bill collector number, ain't it? But like, I don't know if I want to answer that phone call. But luckily you're calling me, you know what I'm saying? Somebody called me the other day, and I picked up the phone and was like, what scam is y'all talking about today? And they start laughing. Yep.
MOCKEY, MOUSE.
Yeah, we live, baby. Yeah, man. Let's go ahead and get it cracking, man. Thank y'all for tuning in to Soar Every Day. You know what I'm saying? I call it Soar Every Day because every day, you know, we wanna get better. You know what I'm saying? We try to be better than what we were yesterday. You know what I'm saying? That's why I call it Soar Every Day. You know, Soar Every Day is just you're just trying to get better. You gotta compete with yourself. You know what I'm saying? I remember playing And the reason why I got this phone, too, because we're live, too, on Blog Talk Radio as well as Facebook Live. And I try to be trying to be as positive as I can. I remember one person told me, one of my old coaches told me, you know what I'm saying, you got to be best within yourself. And then I would watch a whole lot of Ray Lewis videos, and he would say effort is between you and you, you know what I'm saying? So today I want to talk about, you know, like consistency. Consistency is the key. Because, man, that's one thing about playing ball at Tech, too, man. You got to be accountable, man. They don't want to put nobody in there that's not accountable. Their job is on the line just as well as your job is on the line. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, word on the street, man, the BET Awards was this past Sunday. And it was a real popular weekend. One of 49 the Beat, we flew a fan out to go to the BET Awards and everything. And June 25th was my wifey's birthday. Shout out to her. And also, sadly, June 25th was the day that Michael Jackson died as well. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it was kind of a bittersweet day as well. But Chance the Rapper, he won the Humanitarian Award, right? And this is what he had to say. Such a cool young man. Let me move this.
Something like this at my age, it feels a little bit.
Chance definitely didn't waste any time speaking his mind when he began.
Hold on, let me turn that up. I know y'all didn't hear that.
It feels a little bit. It feels good itself.
Chance definitely didn't waste any time speaking his mind when he began to speak about injustices in this country.
Yeah, that was Chance the Rapper, man. You know, I really don't want to get too deep into it, you know, because I get so passionate. And I know I look a little glowy, man. I just got through working out. You know what I'm saying? I know my guns don't really give no justice, but it's all good. It's all good. Hey, brother, still swole, though. But, yo, man, also, Philando Castile, man, you know, he was gunned down in front of his wife and daughter by a police officer. And, oh, that kind of got me right there, you know what I'm saying, on the phone, man. But, yo, if y'all want to call in, feel free to call in, 877-921-1656. But Philando Castile, he was gunned down in his car with his wife and his daughter. But the cop's name was Geronimo Yans. That's who killed Philando, man. It's such a sad deal. And I'm going to go ahead and play y'all what his mom had to say about here, man. If one of the cousins, hey, excuse the language.
That say to you, now they got free reign to keep killing us any kind of way they want to. So
that's what she had to say, but it don't matter what color you are, man. I feel like, you know, it. We all know what's right, and we all know what's wrong. You know what I'm saying? It's just like a baby. Have you ever walked in on a baby doing something, then they automatically try to hide, and you know you ain't really told them what's right for wrong. You know what I'm saying? But, and we see it on camera. We like, God, oh, man, for real? We like, nah, now we're seeing it. No, we're seeing it. Because I just remember me growing up, I was always the bad guy. I come to my mama, this and this something happened. They'd be like, boy, if you don't get your line, tell about it. But now these kids got their phones, and now these parents get to see it as well. I'm like, dang, man. I'm like, come on, man. But it's all good, though. It's all good. But justice, we all know how the system works, man. I'm a criminology major, criminal justice major. You know, I went to school to be a cop. Then I got beat up by a cop. You know what I'm saying? In Dallas, Texas, got beat up. And it's sad because they beat me up, but they didn't beat my brothers up. And who and they was the ones fighting? I'm sitting there because I'm dark-skinned. I'm like, hey, we know, black people, we know. It's like, nah, let me be over here but let me tell you this. It was a black cop that beat me up. Dude, boom, slammed me right there on the hood of a truck. And I'm like, come on, bro. But, yeah, man, it didn't do nothing to the people that was fighting. You know what I'm saying? And they was light-skinned. But to each his own, you know what I'm saying? All I did with that, I was like, you know what? I no longer want to be a cop, but I want to get into entertainment. And that's where I'm at. I'm live in the Sugar Shack, man. If y'all listen on the radio, man, you know, feel free to call in 877-921-1656. And I just want to say this, do what you love and love what you do. Life is about making your dreams come true. You know what I'm saying? And for the 2017 BET Awards, did y'all see Remy Ma? Let me look up Remy Ma real quick. Remy Ma, she busted out a freestyle at the end of her speech. Oh, I'm sorry. But Remy Ma, and did y'all see that video on Nicki Minaj talking about, I go to Paris, I go to Dubai, I go to whoop-dee-whoop, no one cares. And then y'all see what her boyfriend, her ex-boyfriend, Meek Mill. Have y'all ever had somebody beat up one of y'all exes? Meek Mill and Safari, you know, I think Nicki Minaj need to go back with Safari because her music just ain't getting there no more, you know what I'm saying? She ain't came out with no other hit after she done left Safari. And I guess, whatchamacallit, Meek Mill wasn't doing no justice for her either because, what, they came out with one song, All Eyes on You. You was the one. I was a realist. You were the fire up in the building. Yeah. Shut up. I'm just playing. That song do go hard, though, man. But I'm about to show y'all the footage of Meek Mill jumping Safari, man. It's a dang shame, man. If she wanna be done with you, why you gonna buy her ex boyfriend? Oh man, some of these people these days. Look, that's Safari right there. That's Safari right there.
What's
up, Rihanna? Yeah. Oh, no. Safari just got jumped. See, yeah, Safari just got jumped, man. That's a dang shame, man. That's a dang shame. But I just don't understand that, man. I just don't understand, man. If you know, don't get mad, get better. You know what I mean? You know, sometimes when you stop looking back at the past, you know what I'm saying? When you stop looking back at the past, that means you must be doing something right. You know what I'm saying? It's just life is a big old book and it's filled of chapters. You know what I mean? I remember when I was young, living in Meadowbrook Apartments, you know what I'm saying? And then that was a chapter. But before that chapter, I was living in New Jack. What y'all know about Rotary Park down there in Muskogee? Hey, man, I'm going to do a movie about Muskogee one time, too. It's going to be me playing football, you know what I'm saying, and it's going to be great, you know what I'm saying? But close that New Jack chapter. Close the Cherokee Elementary chapter. Close the West Middle School chapter. Close the Muskogee High School chapter. Close the Texas Tech chapter. Now your boy got kids. Shout out to everybody with kids, man. Them kids are driving you crazy. All I can say is, man, they are a reflection of you. So you get mad at your kids, you might as well get mad at yourself. And I'm not talking about all the good things either. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you be like, boy, what are you doing? And then don't get mad at your spouses neither, because your spouses are, I'm talking to the fellas. Your spouses are a reflection of you. So if you talk about, oh, my girl out there acting like a thought, or thought-ish, are you acting like a thought? I didn't check myself. Am I acting like a thought? Shoot, I don't think so. But if y'all don't know what a thought is, a thought means them hoes over there. You know what I'm saying? I remember working in Dallas, Texas. I was a server at Cheddar's, man. Shout out to Cheddar's. Shout out to my homeboy Vic, man. My homeboy Vic helped me get that little server job at Cheddar's, and they thought I was going to be all slow. But anyway, long story short, I was one of the best servers. You know what I'm saying? Could hold conversations, could have their meal, it don't matter. All I know all brothers want was chicken and ribs and strawberry lemonade. You know what I'm saying? But But y'all need to check out that raspberry lemonade too. But yo, man, I used to always get the table full of black women. They always coming in there with their mama or their grandma, and they were mommy or me, my family. I was like, you know how it is when you finally get up in age, when you could take your mama out to eat. You know, we could take your grandma out to eat, and you know who in your family, because it's usually the ones who tell you when you're young. Now, when we go to the store, don't be acting your color. And we all know what that means. Don't touch nothing. Don't say nothing. You know, mama, boy. I remember my great-great-grandma Sally Mae. She didn't play. But anyways, back to what I was saying, man. It's like, you know, the table full of black women. You know, here I am. I'm coming up with my smile. And then they want to start calling me Bobby Brown. And I was like, Bobby Brown, thank you. But what would you like to drink? But no, man, and they used to be turning up, cracking up. And then this one table used to be like, can you tell my grandma what a thought is? I said, a thought? What she need to know about a thought anyway? And she talking about, because you see that table over there? They full of thoughts. I said, oh, them hoes over there? And that grandma must have started laughing. I was like, but oh well. But yeah, man. Shout out to Cheddish, man. That's one of the. I think that was 2 years ago, I believe, man. Me and my wife, was going through a change. Do something strange for a piece of change. You know what I'm saying? But that first year of your marriage, man, you fight a lot. You know what I'm saying? Some people say it's the honeymoon stage, but some people say it's the complete opposite. You know what I'm saying? But, we made a pact. So it was like, man, whatever happens during that first year, we're going to keep going. And, you know, God has blessed us. And, woo, plant them seeds, baby. Plant them seeds. No, I was just playing. But, yo, man, we're talking about Philando Castile today. We're talking about the BET Awards today. And also, word on the street, the Lubbock Police Department is looking for somebody running around here shooting people with BB guns. Come on, man. See, that's what happens when kids get out of school. They don't know how to behave. Now they run around shooting people with BB guns. It started one in the morning on First Street on Cornell Street, and then it happened again at 4 o'clock in the morning. I believe on 40-something Street. You can go to everythinglubbock.com. And also, man, let me see if anybody's called in. Yeah, y'all can call in at 877-921-1656. We live on SOAR every day, man. And all I can say, God is good. And whatever you're going through, man, just try not to give up, man. Because once you start giving up, man, you start to be bitter. You know what I'm saying? You start to be hateful for no reason. I appreciate that, Kimbo. Oh, that's some good water. You know what I'm saying? You just have to be better, man. But I just want to tell you to slow things down. Whenever you think of something, man, just be consistent with it. The days that you feel like you shouldn't, the days that you don't feel like doing it, those are the days that you need to do it. You feel me? Let me tell y'all, this is Lubbock Lights Out, man. Shout out to them. I'm the voice of their team. SOAR, actually, you know, we're an online broadcasting company. I'm also the voice of West Texas Outlaws. And right now I got a deal in the works. They talking to the superintendent. I got a deal in the works, man. I should know something shortly. So y'all pray for me right there, man, because that's a milestone that I've been trying to cross for a while with SOAR, Saving Athletes Respectfully. You know what I'm saying? So hopefully we will get that. And I ain't going to say hopefully. We are going to get it. What did he say? Can't stop, won't stop, baby. We ain't going to can't stop, won't stop. You feel me? But, hey, man, I want to say thank y'all for tuning in, man. I got to take up no more of y'all time. I know some of y'all at work. You know what I'm saying? Positive things happen to positive people. You can send me tomorrow, same SOAR time, but a different SOAR day, baby. Tomorrow at 9 p.m. It's hump day.